the outcome might look different than what I'm anticipating, and I'm okay with that. And when we're disconnected from that, we open up the whole vault of opportunity.
If you're not conscious about your investment strategy, you won't end up where you want to be, not financially or as a human. On this show, we interview highly successful investors and share how they overcame limitations to become unstoppable forces of success. If you're ready to learn what it is to be a conscious investor so you can end up where you want, keep listening.
From outcomes and trying to fixate on those outcomes to creating opportunity in our lives. That's what we are talking about today, conscious investor. And there's not a better time to talk about it than at this moment. As I'm recording this, we are 27 short days away from the Conscious Investor Growth Summit. And I am so excited to see and meet some of you for the first time in person and to see many of you again for second, third, fourth, many times in person. You mean so much to me. And being able to be together as conscious investors is very special because we have a different perception and outlook and how we're viewing the world and how we're going about building our wealth and building a legacy that outlasts us. And so I'm excited to just band together and to soak up all of this health mindset and wealth goodness together. And one of the things that I notice is that we can go through the motions of attending events, but we can feel a little bit bankrupt by that if we're attending the events and we're not clear about our outcome and what we are going for. And also, if nothing sticks, if nothing is lasting, and you know, conscious investor, that's why I am obviously completely biased towards the Conscious Investor Growth Summit, because it's intended to not just teach you the mechanics of building wealth and teaching you the strategies, but it is intended to work on those inner parts of your life, like your deeper inner work. We're going to be going into that, and we're going to allow you to move some of those blockages that are preventing you from being able to execute on those wealth building strategies. And it's interesting that we're talking about the Conscious Investor Growth Summit in the sense of I'm sharing about it right now, and I'm talking about some of the outcomes. And today I'm actually recording, the topic itself is actually on outcomes and opportunity. What I've noticed through this process of putting together this year's Conscious Investor Growth Summit is I've noticed that I very much have become detached from the outcome. What does that mean? So a lot of times when we embark on a journey, we are very clear, this is what I want. So we treat a lot of life as if we're going to a restaurant. There is this restaurant back when we lived in California. We grew up in Modesto, because some of you are probably curious which part. So that's the part, and that's why we're from there. It's great people, but I'm excited to not be there. But there was this amazing restaurant. It's called Conchetta's. If you know it, you know it. It's this truly the hole-in-the-wall restaurant. And Super Red Steve, he would order these ribs. And anything you ordered, it was going to be amazing. But it was hilarious because he would order these ribs and it wasn't this huge rack of ribs like you would get at a chain restaurant. No, you'd get this plate that was smaller and it would have a smaller portion of these ribs. And every time the outcome was predictable. He knew he was going to get the smaller plate with the smaller portion of ribs with the most exceptional sauce that he's ever had. Now, I'm not a huge saucy fan, so I'm telling this from his vantage point. So much so that he loved the sauce, by the way, that he licked the plate, y'all. This is a nice restaurant. And he licked the plate. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love you. So we got to receive people where they are. And so we can have these outcomes. We go to a restaurant, we order our favorite dish, and we order that dish repeatedly because we are expecting and anticipating something very, very specific. And that makes sense when we are ordering food and when we're doing certain motions in life. However, we really fix in and block in and barricade so much of our life because we are restricting ourselves to the outcome that we can see, the outcome we can perceive. And I should say, and we miss a lot of opportunity because we're so focused on the outcome that we saw at the beginning when we embarked on a journey. So here I am, 27 days out from the Conscious Investor Growth Summit. And I have the vision and I know what it is I would love to see come about within the Conscious Investor Growth Summit and everyone attending, but I've detached myself from that. And here's why. When we are so focused on what we want the outcome to be, we are missing the greatest opportunity. That great opportunity is to co-create. Now, for me, that co-creation is happening with God. I think that's really amazing to be able to co-create with the sovereign, with the divine, and to say, okay, you put it on my heart to host this event again this year. Yes, I'm going to do it. I will follow. I will carry out this mission. I will execute. And in that process, I have to be repositioning myself to say, this is what I want. And yet, what does my co-creator want? What does a sovereign want to come, to manifest from this event? So if I'm just doing this in my limited vision, not only am I missing out on this greater opportunity, but people are missing out. Attendees are missing out on this greater opportunity, this invitation, and to say, there's something greater than me that is also at play in this. And I want to play in the sandbox. I want to co-create. I don't want to hoard the box of crayons to myself and only I get to color and only I get to add to this. You get to just be here and we'll call it we're co-creating. No, when we're actually embarking upon doing that, we have to release our connection, our determination for that outcome so that we can receive that opportunity for the God-sized factor of what could be, the things that we cannot see. You see, we don't know what we don't know. And that's something that I've been contemplating over the last week. I don't know what I don't know. I can't see what I cannot see is going to happen over the next 27 days, over the next 6 months, over the year, because what's going to happen in lives when they come to this event is going to be powerful and it's going to cast this crazy cool ripple effect in their life. I don't know what ripple effect is going to be and how it empowers them and how people ignite their journey even further. Or maybe it's the first time it's ignited. I'm not sure. But if I'm tied and connected to simply reaching certain metrics and certain amounts of people and dollars and sponsors and all of it, right? If I'm just so deeply tied and connected to that, I am missing out. What is the God factor in all of this? And that's a beautiful thing. When we choose to co-create with God, God knows things we don't know. God sees things we don't see. God can factor in all of the things that we are oblivious to. You know how sometimes we go down a path and we'll say, wow, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Wow, if only I would have known. How many times have we said that? Wow, if I would have had that information, I would have made a different decision. But you see, when we're disconnected from the outcome, now, when I say that, I'm not saying I'm not striving for things. I'm not moving with passion and purpose towards those things and systems, but it's saying, this is what I'm striving for, but I am open to receiving other opportunities that are going to come through this. The outcome might look different than what I'm anticipating, and I'm okay with that. That's what I mean when I say I'm disconnected to that. And when we're disconnected from that, we open up the whole vault of opportunity because now we're inviting and saying, hey, you know what? Sovereign, come in and please, like, I don't know what I don't know, and I don't want to find out the hard way. So would you please work through everything that I am doing? And it releases things to being so much more joyful and fun. So much more fun and so exciting. It kind of feels like Christmas every day, a little Christmas Eve, where the anticipation, I don't know what's going to happen fully. I know what I'm planning, but I don't know the full outcome and extent of that. And that to me is absolutely exhilarating. There's another way where I've noticed that people are deeply tied to outcomes. And this is interesting. This is one of those observations of the investment community in general. And a tone in the maybe personal growth development space. I'm not sure. I haven't fully connected all of this. So I want to invite you, co-create with me. Send me a message and let me know your insights on what I'm about to say. What I've heard a lot recently is I'm not going to be leaving my wealth to my kids. I'm not going to be passing this on. They need to earn it themselves, or I may give them a small amount. And while it's other people, how people choose to live their life, not my business, but it got me to thinking about this more deeply. And Super Ed, Steve and I ended up having this interesting conversation on this topic. And he's the one that actually provided had that flashlight moment. And he just like lit this up. And I'm like, whoa, that's insightful. And he said, wow, it's interesting that we think that even when we die and we're no longer here, I'm actually expanding a little bit upon what he said. When we die, we're not here. We're still trying to control the outcome of our kids' lives. That was a mic drop moment for me. As a recovering control freak, you've heard me say that many times. I'm fully qualified as a control freak, as a wife, a mom. I was a teacher. You know, like I have so many prereqs checked for being pre-qualified as a control freak. And all this to say is that we can be so meticulous and think that if we live that checklist life, which there's a podcast episode on that, if we live that checklist life, if we do things right, then we have control over the outcome. If I eat healthy, if I do the right exercises physically, I am going to live and I am going to outlive everybody and I'm going to have a super healthy life. Let me be clear, conscious investor, you know, I'm all about health and fitness and we should be taking care of our physical being. That is a core value of the conscious investor. However, when we are deeply connected to that outcome, if I do this, then that, we're going to get blindsided and it's really going to hurt. Remember, I'm also pre-qualified at living a checklist life and I was a checklist Christian. And so I understand these checklists and I understand the disruptions that can come. Some of you recall me finding myself in an abusive marriage in my early 20s. I had a checklist life. I'd already checked all the boxes. I had done everything the right way. Like that should not have been happening. Why is this happening? When my dad dropped dead unexpectedly, wait a second, dad's healthy. What the heck? Like he's superstar papa. How can he be taken away from my children? Like, no, I need my true north here. You see, we can be so deeply tied to these outcomes of if I check the boxes for my health, if I spend enough time with my kids, or you might be on the quality side of time, or you might be on the quantity side of time. But in either regard, if I do this for my kids, then my kids are going to be that. I used to be that way. So much so when our kids were little. Our son was sleep trained. Okay, I'm going to use Baby Wise. My cousin recommended it. Honestly, it worked out super well. I will say that. That did work out really well. But it was also playing into my temperament of, if I do these things, this will be the outcome. And I started applying that to my son's life. Well, if we give him all the opportunities, then he is going to be this certain type of kid, and he's going to have this certain temperament, and he's going to have these certain opportunities in his life. If I take him to the Natural Science Museum in Denver, and if we go to the botanical gardens, and if we go to the zoo, and if we go to playgroups, and if I expose him to XYZ, he's just going to be like the superstar genius. And guess what? I have the best son I could possibly have. He is strong of mind and he is strong of heart. But let me tell you, that guy broke me of all of those checklists. He reminded me, you are not in charge of my outcome. I am a person. Hear me roar. And he helped grow me up to realize, oh, I'm a trusted guide. I want to earn that position in his life, so that I can guide and influence him the way my dad did in my life. My dad served, and that's what I've determined it to be. I've come up with that term as I've reflected on my dad and his impact and influence in my life being so substantial. But my dad wasn't connected to the outcome. He was connected to the opportunity. He was connected to the person, me. And he invested in me, not in the outcome. He didn't take time to ask me questions and ponder why, because he was trying to control me in some subconscious way or in some direct way. He was guiding me and leading me because he cared about me. A lot of times as parents, we can be so compelled to want our kids to have the very best, and our hearts are in the right place, but we're so focused on the outcome that we forget this is a person with unique DNA who is uniquely created and hardwired to do something extraordinary in the world. And I don't even know what it is. How would I know what it is? I am not that person. And that person has to be connected to God. They will get the whole picture. It will be okay. I'm going to invest in the person, not in the outcome. As Steve and I were talking about, well, we determined we want to leave our kids everything. We want to train them and equip them. And guess what? They could totally blow it all. They could waste it all away. But is that okay? Am I connected to the outcome or to the person? Maybe they need to lose it all in order to have that ultimate breakthrough that is actually what ignites them into the most extraordinary life. Now, Super Rad Steve and I won't know because we'll be 6 feet under, so, or spread over the mountains or something. I don't know, but we won't be here to know or to witness that. Should we outlive our kids and all of that, all things considered? But it's an interesting thought to understand that we so want to control things around us because we're so directly connected to the outcome that we miss the opportunity to really serve and support, to guide our kids, to be there for friends, to be there in our community in a way that is shaping from the inside out. You see, there isn't a project I've embarked on in my life that has turned out exactly the way I thought it would. Yeah, it hits the metrics, okay? It's not like, wow, you were going to paint a blue sky and I see that you now have an alien, a drawing of an alien here. No, it's not that outlandish. But it's saying that, and I'm sure you can relate, conscious investor, is that we embark on things. Maybe we take a trip somewhere and we get a flat tire. We didn't see we're going to get a flat tire. Or you know what? You forgot your passport at home. Oh, geez. And you're having to figure that out. Things happen along the way that are unexpected. And we change from the inside. Everything around us is influencing us and giving us more information, more data. My changes as a parent have been substantial over the last almost 16 years because I've changed as a person as I've been learning to interact and engage. I've changed as a wife over the years. It's been, wow, I think we're 18 years married this year, right? And so if that hasn't changed you over the years, and hopefully for the better, there's some reflecting to do. Are we so tied to the outcome? With our spouse, are we so tied to, well, he doesn't do this for me. And so like he should be taking care of us in these ways and he should be doing this and da, da, da. It's like, is that the outcome? Are you looking for that outcome? Are you looking for that tenderness and the romance and all of that? What are you putting into it? How are you influencing that? You see, we are a huge factor in the outcome. A lot of times we're afraid. And so we will act towards the outcome that we can see, and we want to control it because we're afraid. What if it doesn't turn out this way? What if I give my kids all this money and they blow it? And there's a fear there versus that abundance. What if? What if? So we have to be very mindful as we are pursuing things in life to say, how much is fear influencing me? And how much am I releasing that so I can receive the abundance and the opportunity that is all around me in every capacity? We don't want to put these unnecessary limitations on ourselves. So when we are pursuing outcomes, I want to encourage you, pursue those outcomes, go for them, but be open, be pliable, be willing. And if you're not co-creating with God, I will tell you this, it is so much fun. It helps that stress not vaporize, but it just helps alleviate things. It brings a joy and a delight. It also brings a peace along that says, I'm not in this alone and I've got my God here. So that's a God factor. In the video game world, there is actually like the God factor. And so you want to be thinking about, am I trying to do this alone? Because guess what? We weren't created to do this alone. We are created for that connection with God. We are created for that connection with fellow humans. We want to be connected and interconnected, pliable and willing. Outcomes, they're great. Have them. But don't be so connected to them that you are missing the opportunity. That's what I've got for you, conscious investor. Kind of short and sweet, huh? I appreciate you so much. Thank you for leaving ratings and reviews. Truly means the world to me. It is so encouraging every single time. So if you would, take a moment. Just let me know what you get from these episodes. Let me know your favorite part or something that just stood out to you, something that helped move the needle. Because that helps me know what to create for you. You see, you hear that? I just want to create for you. And that's our way that we get to co-create, which is super amazing. Be sure, if you haven't already, schedule a time to talk. Because guess what? Adventure, it belongs on the trail, not in our investing and not in our personal lives. And a lot of us have all that potential that we're just dying to release, but we don't know how. I've got 2 coaching slots available, one-on-one slots, and I will let you know, they come with a price tag. That's the reality of it. But I also know that what comes on the other side of that is so powerful and so extraordinary. It's unbelievable. So if you're interested in one of those slots, or if you're interested in learning, truly, how do I take my first or next step in investing? Am I qualified to be on your investor list with 3 Keys Investments so that I can see the investments coming up? Then make sure you schedule a call. It's just like this. I sound the same on the phone as I do on the podcast. So it's not a scary call. It's a lot of fun because I care about you and I'm here to serve and support you. So don't be a stranger, conscious investor, because we're supposed to be connected. Hey, conscious investor, I have a quick, humble ask. And that is that you head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave an honest rating and review. These rating and reviews allow me to reach other guests that are of different levels and statures and prominence and all of that. It really shows to them that, wow, you have engaged listeners who care about your show. So if you would take a moment and go and leave an honest rating and review, and the platform is, it's on Apple Podcasts. And to do that, you go to the main show. So if you're on an episode, you just have to click on the Conscious Investor Podcast. And if you scroll towards the bottom, you'll see in little tiny font, it's so small, it'll say, write your own review, like write a review. Just click on that. If you would take a moment and just let me know, me and these amazing guests that come onto the show, something that is helping and supporting you in your life. It absolutely means the world to me, and it supports the show in ways beyond measure. You have no idea. So thanks so much for taking 60, 90 seconds to just head over to Apple Podcasts to leave that honest rating and review, conscious investor. Absolutely means the world to me. Until next time, cheers to your health, your mindset, and your wealth. Are you enjoying this episode? Do the world a favor and help trick the algorithm by leaving a review so that this content reaches many others.